Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, via conference call, members of the Houston media interviewed Miami head coach Tony Sparano and running back Ricky Williams. Sparano went first and talked about the big matchup on Sunday against Houston.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Coach, first off, can you talk a little bit about what adjustments you've had to make since Ronnie's gone down?
Ronnie Brown, you said?
Yes.
I think one of the adjustments has been certainly, the play of Lex Hilliard. We had to get Lex involved a little bit, with Ricky. Ricky's done a tremendous job for us. He really has. But, when the play count starts to get up, we need to get Ricky, off the field a little bit and get Lex involved. So we got a young player involved. He's done a very nice job for us, runs the ball really well and that's been the biggest adjustment right now. Not having the both of them back there, the wildcat stuff, those type of things. We've had to use Pat White a little bit in some of those situations.
Can you talk about how quarterback Chad Henne has grown throughout the season?
Sure. Yeah, I think he's grown a few different ways. I think one of the ways that he's grown certainly has been from a leadership standpoint. Really look at him as a tremendous leader in that huddle. He's done a great job in some big games of bringing the team back in the fourth quarter. I think he's grown also from a decision making process out there on the field. He's making better decisions faster, so the game is starting to slow down a little bit for him.
Andre Johnson currently has 488 yards this month. How difficult is it preparing for him and trying to stop him?
Well, it's pretty difficult. We prepared for him last year and didn't stop him. So this guy is a tremendous player. I mean, he really is. I have all the respect in the world for what he does out there on the field, especially when, everybody is trying to invent ways to take him away. It's really a difficult task. He's an outstanding player. So from our end, we're going to have to be very disciplined. I mean, we're aware of our problems, and one of our problems has been the big play. And, one of his strengths is making a big play. So that's something that we're going to have to address.
With y'all's reliance on the run game, how big is or when you look at film, what do you see out of Brian Cushing and D'Amico Ryans?
I think they're two outstanding linebackers. I'm not just saying that. I've always thought that Ryans, I played against him in Dallas a few times and then played against him, here last year. And I just think the guy's an outstanding player. I really do. He's a guy that, I just think he's outstanding. So as far as Cushing goes, he's a guy that I got to know very well in the draft process. And there's a lot of things I really like about him. So, he's got great makeup and really physical player for a young player to come in and do what he's done right now and make the plays that he's made for that football team says an awful lot about him. But this guy, when we did him in the draft, I remember just coming away saying he's just a football player. And he really is. When you watch him on film, it's all over the place. So you got to find a way to block those two guys who are going to make every tackle on the field.
Because we talked to Ricky Williams earlier, and he said that the players are talking about the playoff scenarios a lot and how they're still playing for the playoffs because you've made that a clear goal that this team wants to get to the playoffs. Can you just talk about how much you guys do talk about that goal right now with 2 weeks left in the season?
Well, I think it's important. I don't think it's something that's important to talk about when you're in the eighth week of the season. But I think when you get to where we are right now, it's important to talk about it because it's out there. It's in front of you. I heard somewhere that Coach Kubiak and mentioned that, that this was an elimination game for both teams, and he's right. I mean, he's 100% right. So, both teams are still alive, and, we understand that. We need to make sure we understand it. You're in a must-win situation right now, so it's okay to make your players aware of it. I think that that's important, that they understand where you are, and we all have goals that we started with at the beginning of the year. Every team does, and we still have goals, and we're hoping that that we can continue to play meaningful games.
Could you talk a little bit more about the season that Ricky Williams is having, you know, obviously setting that record of the longest drought between 1,000-yard seasons and just how productive he's been at this stage of his career?
Oh, it's been tremendous. It really has. It's been a pleasure to coach and to watch, you know, what Ricky has done. You know, I've first of all, been a great pro since the day I walked through the door here. Outstanding. Really good for our young players on this team. Great example that way in practice of what he's done that way. But the guy prepares himself for these opportunities and had tremendous off-season work. And, you know, now is in a position where he's carried the ball, you know, over 200 times and has his best average per carry right now that he's had in a long time and, you know, has gotten over 1,000 yards. So it's a credit to Ricky and how hard he's worked with what he's been able to accomplish that way.
One last question, Coach. The, you know, the playoff ballots are all coming in now from the teams around the league. What do you think about the season that, that Matt Schaub has been having? And is he in that discussion, do you think?
I'm sorry. The Pro Bowl stuff? Well, I can only tell you that I think he's an outstanding player, and he is more than worthy of being in that conversation. So we have some outstanding quarterbacks in our league here, in the AFC, but he's one of them. And I'm so impressed with what this guy has done. He really has been outstanding throughout the course of the season, and really has put together a super year. I mean, you look at the numbers, and you stack them up against everybody else's numbers, and he belongs in those conversations.
One more thing that you guys have not been able to beat the Texans or the Dolphins ever have in their history, is that something that you guys talked about at all this week?
No, it's not something that really we've discussed one way or the other, but, you guys had to bring that up. But, no, it's not something that we really have discussed. Obviously, my history here, we try to just keep things in the now as much as we can keep them in the now. And, we know that we lost last year's ball game there. It was a hard fought contest, and Houston won the game. And, that's what we do know.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty, guys. Thanks.
Have a good holiday.
You too.
Next up was Williams, the 1998 Heisman Trophy winner at the University of Texas. He said a lot of interesting things on the conference call with the media.
Can you just talk about how good you're feeling and how you're being able to do what you're doing at age 32?
Well, I don't really feel that good. I mean, the body's kind of beat up at this point in the season. But, I've been around long enough to know how to get my body ready for the game. And so it's a grind, and it's difficult. But I have the experience to know how to do it the right way.
You set an NFL record for most – the longest span between 1,000-yard seasons. Does it feel like that last time you did 1,000 yards in 2003 was like a lifetime ago?
It seems like it was another lifetime ago. I mean, I've been through so much and I've done so much outside of football as well as in football. It seems like a long time. But, I didn't lose my work ethic and this new regime that we got in here last year, they push us hard and we have a good scheme and we have good offensive linemen and good quarterbacks. And so it's easier this time than I remember last time, but it's been fun this year.
Are you happier this year than maybe you've been in a while playing in the NFL?
Oh, I'm having more fun with it. Yeah, I think as I've gotten older and I've been away from the game, I think I appreciate this opportunity more than I have in the past. And we have a great bunch of guys over here, so it's fun to come to work every day.
Ricky, did you coming back, was it an epiphany or a gradual process that you realized you wanted to play in the NFL again?
It was just, I realized that it's a good job. It pays well and it puts me in a good position, to do what I want to do after football. And so it just was a logical choice.
Do you wish those years that you took off that you had played now? You have any regrets?
No, definitely not. I think, to me, life is for living and not just making money or doing what people think you're supposed to do. And I've been able to live my life to the fullest. And I've been lucky enough to have this opportunity to come back and continue to play football.
Ricky, have you thought about how much longer you want to play?
Yeah, I'm going to play this year, and then I'm going to finish these last two games, and then I'm going to play next year, and then I'm going to retire.
That's for sure?
As of today, it's for sure, yeah. But who knows what's going to happen in the future, but that's the plan.
You talked a lot about, like, when you came back this time, about your legacy and, you know, leaving a good thought with what you've done for your kids. Do you feel like you've been able to do that with all you've done in the last couple years?
Well, yeah, it's been fun this year because my kids are old enough to watch the games and to go to school and hear, you know, stuff that their friends have to say about me, and it's all positive. And as far as, you know, what happened in the past, you know, I guess the kids that go to school with my kids aren't old enough to remember and talk to them about it. So it's, you know, as far as my kids go, you know, they only have good memories and good experiences related to their dad as a football player.
Ricky, Barry Warner, last time you and I saw each other was a couple of days before the Super Bowl. We did that deal for Nike at Academy. You told me then, someday I want to be there, not speaking to a bunch of folks at a sporting goods store, but speaking to about 3,000 journalists for the Super Bowl. How badly does that motivate you right now?
Well, the talking to the media part, not at all. But but playing in the game, it would be great. You know, I think it's what motivates a lot of us to play. But you know, it takes so much to get there. You know, one of those things being luck. And it's a long road, and I think, you know, it's what keeps us going. And right now, as a football team, you know, trying to fight our way into the playoffs, that's what's fueling us, is to get a shot to play on a big stage like the Super Bowl.
Ricky, you talk about fueling you. What do the guy who wore number 20 in Austin and number 34 in the NFL, Earl Campbell, mean to you from the time he got to Austin to the present time?
Well, at first, you know, I didn't really know who he was when I first got to Texas. And then when I got to meet him, you know, I didn't really like him that much, but after being around him more, especially after I left Texas, Earl and I got very close, and he's been one of my biggest supporters, you know, through the ups and the downs, and I consider Earl one of my closest friends, and very, very glad that I know him.
Ricky, how tough was it when you came back to Miami? Did you feel a cold shoulder from some of the guys who were your teammates then, and how did you win them over?
Well, you know, I think all the players that I played with, I think they all, you know, they were all sad to see me go, and I think they all cared about me as a human being first, and I think a lot of them understood, you know, why I left, and really, I didn't experience, you know, any negativity from my teammates. They've been supportive to me, you know, through the whole process, and that made coming back that much easier.
You had a very unique birthday present. You were stretching, and Parcells said, there's something in your locker, and he talked about a contract extension. What was that like for you?
It was nice. I mean, it was unexpected. I mean, he told me he was going to give me some more money, but I didn't know. First, he came up to me and he said, "I want to talk about your contract." And then I said, "What? You want to give me a pay cut?" And he kind of laughed. And he gave me a great extension. You know, I mean, as a backup player, to make the kind of money I'm going to be making next year is, you know, I'm very fortunate.
Do you feel like now, based on Ronnie being hurt again, would you go into next season number one?
No, definitely not. That's Ronnie's job, and you know my role here is to keep Ronnie fresh, to spell Ronnie, and do what I can to help the team.
Does it make you smile when all these people are saying you don't look like a guy who's 32 out there running?
Well, I don't feel 32. I mean, when I'm on the field, I still feel explosive, and you know, in my mind, you know, it's the same way I remember when I was 22. I mean, the biggest difference is that, you know, I've learned over these years, you know, how to do a better job taking care of myself and making that a priority.
What big a part has the Wildcat played for you?
Well, when Ronnie was here, you know, it was just an opportunity for me to get on the field more. And now that Ronnie's gone, we don't run it as much. But when we do run it, it's a lot of fun because, you know, it keeps the defenses kind of off balance, and I think the games we can really get into the Wildcat more, you know, the defense can't key on what we're doing so much, and it, you know, it creates a little bit more space out there for us.
Ricky, when you talk about defenses and you're looking at film and you see 54, 56 and 59, the rookie Cushing, the veteran D'Amico Ryans, what comes to your mind?
Well, I mean, when you watch Cushing, the thing that jumps out is he doesn't look like a rookie. You know, he's all over the field. He plays hard. He comes downhill. You know, everyone knows that, you know, about the middle linebacker. He's been to the Pro Bowl a couple times, and he makes plays all over the field. And so as running backs, you know, we know as far as blocking and running the ball, you know, it's gonna be a tough day for us with those linebackers playing the way they're playing.
Ricky, the fact that you took so much time off, is obviously you're not used up. Is that a big reason for your success this season?
That's part of it, but I think a part of it is just, you know, we have a coaching staff and a front office that, you know, that they know how to use backs that are older. And so one of the things that Bill talked to me about in the beginning is, you know, I was expecting him to say, you know, we want you to carry the ball and do all these things, but he said, you know, you're getting up there in age. This is your first time being a running back at 32. So he said, be smart. And the way that they've used me has been very smart. And that's what helped me to stay fresh.
What's it like, Ricky, when Don Shula comes by and brings back the memories of the 72 Dolphins for you?
Well, it's not so much Shula. It's more, you know, the players. It's, you know, when the rare occasion when Zonka comes around or Mercury Morris, having those guys around, it, you know, and just really appreciating, you know, what it took and what it takes to win every game during the season, you know, that legacy looms above us. And, you know, we have, as you walk into our facility, you know, pasted on all the walls as the wallpaper are pictures, and a lot of them are from that impressive season they had. So it's just something that, you know, it keeps the bar up there high, something for us to shoot at on a daily basis.
And your name is number one as far as the running backs are concerned, as far as touchdowns. What is that like for you when you see the guys like Zonka, Morris, Kick, you know, Tony Nathan are below a guy named Ricky Williams?
Well, I just say, you know, I get the ball more than they got it, so. and we have 16 games, and I think they play 12 or 14 or something, so it's...
Do you guys talk a lot about your playoff hopes still at this point in the season?
We have to. I mean, that's what we're here for, and I think as you go through a season and you look for motivation, I think, you know, the way our coach, you know, makes it for us is that getting into the playoffs is our number one motivation, and you know, I think some guys at this point in the season in our position, they talk about playing for pride, but that's not us. You know, we're playing for the playoffs still, and I think there's been stories of teams that weren't sure they're going to get in, and then they end up getting in, and they're not mentally prepared for it. And I think our coach wants to guard against that, you know.
Ricky, when you're breaking down footage, what's it like when the offensive line looks at number 90, Mario Williams?
Well, you know, he's a long-arm guy with tons of athletic ability, and he's a guy that can change the course of the game. And, you have to account for him on every play. And, he poses problems for every team he goes up against.
Ricky, is it special playing against the Texas team, or is it just another name on the schedule?
And it's more special when we play in Texas. But, you know, it's nice to know that the game will be shown in Texas, and a lot of Longhorn fans get a chance to see me play.
Ricky, what about the Texans being 4-0 against y'all? What do you think the deal is there?
Well, I think, you know, I remember we played them back in 03, and we were supposed to be one of the best teams, and they came down here and they beat us opening day, and it seems like every time we play against them, they find a way to beat us, and that's something that, you know, that we need to stop.
Ricky, you mentioned opening day. A lot of people don't realize that Ricky Williams was a Major League Baseball prospect. Do you ever sit back and go, what if I had played baseball?
Not really. I mean, sometimes, every once in a while I will, but, you know, people ask me, and I say playing baseball is much harder than being a football player. You know, having to get up and play, you know, every day for 6 months, that's a grind, and that's tough.
Hey, Ricky, is there any one thing about your season and what you're doing that you wish people knew? Or I know you don't like talking to the media, but we're pretty friendly down here, so.
Right.
Is there?
I think, you know, I'm hard on myself, and, you know, I look at every game, and I want to be more productive. But when I take a step back and I look at what I've been able to accomplish this year, and, you know, half the year I was a backup. I just think, you know, as far as touchdowns, as far as I've had the longest run in my career, you know, average yards per carry, I'm putting up numbers that I never put up before. And so it's just a credit to, you know, to the team here, to our offensive line, and to taking care of yourself, and that being 32 as a football player, as a running back, doesn't mean anything unless you allow it to.
So you can take a step back and say, this is pretty special what I'm doing right now?
I think I have to, because otherwise I'm too hard on myself, and I think to try to stay focused and just, you know, enjoy the moment and make the best of this situation I have in front of me, I think I'd be a fool not to do it.
Ricky, last question. If you had a mulligan, you could do it over again, forgetting about, you know, your sabbatical that you took, but what would it be during your the time since you left Austin to the time you your present stage in your career?
Well, I think I would have done a better job early in my career of utilizing, you know, the network of Texas X's and really stayed in closer contact with Coach Brown, and just, you know, I think that would have provided me a buffer and a lot of support that I didn't have early in my career.